reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. And he was entering a village. 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. As he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him, he was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to God. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Please be seated.
St. Paul says, "In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." Because the gospel is telling you have to give thanks. Only one among 10, only one say thank you to Jesus. I myself, I was impressed by this thanksgiving. I'm not supposed to be Christian. I was born in a Baptist family, you understand. All these years that I become a Christian, a Catholic, and a priest, is all Jesus is at the back. I'm grateful. I'm not a smart student, but I had my philosophy studied in Latin. And I was studying theology. I was sent to Rome and was teaching in Italian. So it's a foreign languages. You can understand how much I can understand about theology or philosophy. Nothing. Philosophy is already difficult. And Latin is more difficult. Two combined together, you can understand how much I learned from philosophy. And worse, theology, by that time I was studying Rome, everything taught in Italian. I studied only 1 hour before I went to Italy. Only over there, already in school, and then I'm a part-time student on Italian. But thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I'm not a good student, but it kept me. And also all these years, I have to thank the Lord. You know, I've been many years in the priesthood. And for 6 years, I was sent to work in Toronto. Just in the parish, I was alone, the Chinese community. It's difficult. People can counsel me because all my friends are in Hong Kong. So over there, all foreigners. But thank the Lord. When in difficulties, you close to the Lord. I tried that time. Every day I spent 1 hour at least before the Blessed Sacrament. It helps me. I'm telling you also, At times when you feel lonely, at times you don't know what to do, stay before the Blessed Sacrament. Of course, if you are living far away, it's not necessary. But you live close to the church. Every day our church is open until 10 o'clock. And as a matter of fact, from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, except Wednesday, every day, exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. And that's the time we can confide everything in the Lord. Especially for Hong Kong people now, these days. You know, you know what happened tomorrow. Every day is disturbances. As a matter of fact, all these days, many Christians and Catholics, we pray together. A certain hour, certain time, we pray for Hong Kong. Never happened before. So, think something happened and then we just start to work together in prayer. So also you can join us, no matter what time, just a couple hours or a couple hours, couple minutes or some time a day, tell Jesus, we are in neck of grace. I understand in the marriage, in the Ghana marriage, in the wedding, when they have no wine, our mother, Heavenly Mother, just told Jesus, they have no wine. That's all. No more words. But Jesus did his first. Give them, change the water into wine. The first miracle. What is impossible God for man is possible for Jesus. So let us pray, experience these days, pray together for Hong Kong, and also yourself. Give thanks to the Lord. If today you can sit down here, not because of your merit, because Jesus is protecting us. Many of our friends, they didn't come to church anymore. Why you come? Of course you say, I choose. Apart from that, that's a grace. Jesus is accompanying us all the time of our life. So be humble and realizing that everything, the Lord is with us. So what St. Paul is telling us, in all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. In fact, he mentioned also two verses before that. Rejoice always and pray without ceasing. That's very important. You'll be happy because you have no cross. Be happy because Jesus is accompanying us. We pray without ceasing because our heart is adhered to the Lord. Try to live all these days together, especially with us Hong Kong people. Pray for us and stay with the Lord and tell Jesus, we have no wine, and let Jesus work. Another miracle for our Hong Kong people.